Just here on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.70 Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Our good friend Cam Inman, who of course has the book, The Franchise, chronicling the 49ers history. A really good book there. I'm diving into it halfway through. Cam, good morning to you. Of course, he's with the Bay Area News Group. And you know what? We get to Purdy and Love and the 49ers and Bosa and all this stuff here. But I saw on Twitter, you're very critical to why nine. It's a conversation that we've had as we talk about the lack of adjustments the Niners made against Seattle in the loss 20-17 this past Sunday. We'll get to Shanahan and everything about that, but I want to start with the why nine and defensive scheme. Cam, is it time for a change?
I don't know if you have to do a wholesale change. I just like to see them mix it up a little bit more. You know, some of Bosa's best rushes this season was when he's been twisting inside off the wide nine and hiding behind guys. It just seems like it's become a little too predictable. And I guess the thing that kind of just stuck with me after last game against watching Geno Smith do this was, you know, he's able to cut inside, cut underneath it, and run for a touchdown. And it reminded me, you know, Kyler Murray did the same thing, and they had trouble with Patrick Mahomes. It's just like, if there's these escape hatches in this scheme and they're getting killed in some games with it, you got to figure it out and solve it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You referenced Bosa. What is going on? I mean, he gets that sack. He comes up. You can see that he's grimacing and hurting on the side. And he's saying it's more of an oblique. And I guess the television broadcast was explaining it's more of an oblique than it is a hip. And then he plays one more snap, and then he comes out. What's going on currently with Nick Bosa?
Yeah, so Bosa basically, I love the terminology when he was finally getting to it. He just says it's an upper body. It's not like the core groin area that he had to have surgery on back in 2018. So, I mean, that's the good news. But, it obviously is hurting him. I mean, we saw in Tampa, it was the right side. And almost after every play, he was, like, grabbing at it. And then this last game, he gets a sack, and then he stays in for one more play, and it's the other side. And so, I mean, Nick Bosa's got muscles all over the place, right? And he knows his body, like, down to the every little fiber. So he knows what he's going through. I thought it was encouraging that he said yesterday it's feeling a little better. And, you know, he was able to play through it last week. But at the same time, if this guy's, like, whole upper torso, he can't twist at all. And he's not just going to be bull rushing straight ahead into Jordan Love. It gives me a lot of concern whether he's going to be available against Green Bay.
That could be a big blow for the 49ers as we're talking to Cam Inman here on the River Islands Guest Line. And the quarterback is day-to-day. He didn't throw yesterday.
No.
Is there a chance we're going to watch Brandon Allen and Joshua Dobbs on a frozen tundra at Lambeau Field, Cam?
The Niners have been carrying four quarterbacks all season because you got Tanner Mordecai on the practice squad, too. And it's like, well, you know, I understand why they're doing the depth. We all saw what happened in Philly, right? And you don't want to relive that. And it's like yesterday, it was almost you're reliving it because you're watching Brock Purdy run around without throwing a pass in practice. Like, he threw an underhand shovel pass to the equipment manager, and I go, oh, I'm having flashbacks to Philly. That's not good. But at the same time, so he was out there moving around. So that means there is a good chance that he's going to be able to go. And Brock's been really durable. Obviously, he came back from the elbow injury last year and threw for a record, you know, record yards. But, I mean, there's some things about just the 49ers passing attack that is concerning to me. And I know that, like Kyle said, that this shoulder sprain or whatever it is happened from a hit on Sunday. But Brock has not aired it out much over the last couple of weeks. He has not thrown a pass over 20 yards, I think, the last two games. And he hasn't thrown one over 25 yards since week four. So it's like, what's going on? Are the receivers not getting open downfield? Does he not have time to do it? You know, I don't suspect that there's a more serious injury to it. Let me put it that way, because if you go back, I think, 3 years ago, Jimmy Garoppolo hurt his shoulder against the Cowboys and then gutted through it. And they're like their next two playoff games obviously didn't do great. So I don't think it's anything too serious. But at the same time, anytime it's a quarterback and an arm is involved, it's cause for concern. So if they were just resting him yesterday, terrific. It's a Wednesday. It's an install practice. Today's the bigger debate because Thursday is their more rigorous practice. He's going to be having a lot of wind at his back or throwing into the wind because it's going to be gusty down in Santa Clara. But, you know, I saw a picture today out of Green Bay, and there is snow on the ground in Lambeau waiting for the Niners. It's going to be cold. It's going to be freezing temperatures again. But, again, last visit, that worked out okay for them. They just didn't score an offensive touchdown to beat the Packers in that playoff game. I wonder if they're going to have to this time.
How many snow games has Purdy played in college? Because I don't think he has any in the NFL. I mean, I know he had, like, it was very cold and wet in, obviously, in Levi's and in Philadelphia on the road. There's been other games, but, like, snow like that, is there any games?
I would be more, honestly, I'd be more concerned with his shoulder than what the weather is, you know. I think the wet, the wind is a bigger issue than the snow. Okay. Like, guess what? I mean, after Green Bay is Buffalo. And I think that one of the bigger questions with Brock Purdy is, how does he do in the cold weather games? And it's not just Brock Purdy. This offense has not been in sync all season. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because Debo, I was going to bring up this Debo quote. I'm glad you said this. Debo says on a podcast, this right here, about his disappointing season.
This year, for sure. Me personally, me being, want to be one of the, you know, kind of be, want to be my best self as much as possible, especially as a whole, as a group, kind of hit on it, like losing games that, you know, we don't supposed to lose. And we put ourselves in positions, like put our back against the wall at times. And just look at from top to bottom, like one of the best rosters in the league. It's just like, it gets frustrating because, like, we know we're capable of. We got to finish games. You know, we got to be the Niners that everybody knows that, you know, we are. And it kind of get frustrating at times when you don't win those games. And
right.
You kind of be like, yo, like, why we keep putting ourselves in these positions and, like, putting our back against the wall? And now every game that we play, it's just like, you got to treat it like your last. Even though you treat every game like that, but it's really like, yo, if we don't win this game, then, you know, we'll be in some trouble.
That was Debo on the Up and Adams podcast saying that this year is his most disappointing season. What'd you make of that, Cam?
I fully agree. I'm just sitting there yesterday going, man, this might be the most underachieving team I've covered of the Niners in 25 years.
Wow.
It is. They should be finishing these games. They have better rosters than the other teams, but they just aren't a better team. There's like, and it's not just one guy you can point to and say, get him out of the lineup, or one coach say, this guy's screwing up. It seems like every game there's something different. And you know, for, gosh, a stretch there, what, 9 games, it was like every game there was a special team mistake. But it wasn't the same guy making the mistake. And then you compound that with penalties and injuries, and those are hallmarks of bad teams. So this team, yes, they're coming off a Super Bowl loss. That's usually a big red flag for teams. But they have a lot of the same core personnel, especially offensively. Now that you have McCaffrey in the mix, everybody's figuring, okay, everything is going to be fine and dandy, but it's not. And, you know, then you have certain injuries that you're watching for. Certain players aren't playing well. Debo obviously is not having a good year. I don't think he's having as terrible a year as we look at from the outside, because I did the story on Debo last week where I went back and looked at every single one of his touches, whether he was carrying the ball or catching it, and it wasn't as statistically as bad as you'd think it would be. It wasn't great, but they needed more out of him with Brandon Ayuk out for the season, and that compounded, I think, with Debo too, is like, you know, he and Ayuk are tight, and you know, to lose him, that affects the whole receiving core. It's like, remember we were talking like whether Ricky Pearsall is like the next guy, he's ready to go. Well, that's asking too much for a rookie. And, you know, he didn't have any catches last game. And it's like Brock was like, no, I'm going to Juwan Jennings or McCaffrey. I don't blame Brock whatsoever, because Juwan Jennings he's having a tremendous year when he's out there. Big bodied guy that's going to give you that second, third effort that you want to kind of get going.
You know, you bring up Juwan Jennings. I think he's going to win the Lynn Eschmont Award winner. But you also brought up how this may be the most disappointing team you've covered in 25 years. So where does that leave Kyle Shanahan? Because we've had the debate this week, you know, Mason maybe getting more carries or getting Garrido on the field because he has speed. And the word I kept going back to this past week against Seattle was slow. They just look so slow on offense. No explosiveness, whether it's McCaffrey, Jennings, Debo, Pearsall, whatever the case was, it just felt slow and stale. So with Shanahan, how disappointing has it been from a coaching standpoint with Kyle Shanahan? And what do you think he needs to evolve in or evolve with moving forward?
I agree. I totally agree with, like, because, like, the start of last game, it's like, what are you waiting for? Let's get moving here. It's like, this isn't, you know, we've seen, you know, him for about 7.5 years now, and obviously he kind of sets up his plays for later in the game, right? But at the same time, you need to come out and just get the momentum going and show some confidence and kind of get Purdy in a rhythm, because they haven't been in a rhythm. At the same time, everybody's got to back off. I think Kyle Shanahan is the best coach for them going forward. And so yesterday in the locker room, I asked a few guys, a few big guys on that team, how Kyle is doing. Because I don't sense that he's losing the locker room or his message is getting stale. Kyle's message is it evolves because what he does in team meetings, he points out what's gone wrong and tells you how to fix it. He's very much more of a teacher and instructor than a drill sergeant that just rant and raving for no reason. Like there's a reason to his message. So George Kittle, I pulled him aside afterwards. I said, you know, what's the deal with Kyle? How's he doing? He's like, well, he was concerned too. He went and checked on him on Monday, and he said, I've seen Kyle in a bad place, and he's not in a bad place. He's doing all right. But he's as frustrated as everybody else. So it's not like Kyle's taking this in stride going, everything's cool. To me, these next few games, this is when they need Kyle Shanahan more than ever. They need to tap into his curiosity or his creativity, his leadership. He's got to get the coaches coaching better, the players playing better. This, to me, is a real big test for Kyle Shanahan to see if he can get these guys in playoff condition because they are not out of it. They are one game out of the NFC West. They beat the Packers. That's going to help them a lot in NFC West or NFC wild card stuff. So I'm really fascinated to see how he does. And at the same time, you know this is exhausting and taxing on him, just as it is the fans. I mean, he knows this guy gets fans. Remember, he was one.
Right.
And he knows what's demanded. That he knows that Super Bowls are demanded. And so that's why I'm just saying, look around. I don't know who you're going to get that's going to be better than Kyle Shanahan as a head coach.
The fire Shanahan stuff is silly. It's kiddie table stuff. I don't even entertain it. It's just beyond stupid. Some people are just dumber than rocks out there. But when it comes to Shanahan and losing the locker room, you mentioned that you don't believe he's losing the locker room. You heard from George Kittle and you heard from others. Did that surprise you a bit? Did you get the feeling that maybe he may be slipping away from having control of that locker room?
No, because here's why. Because the leadership in that locker room are guys that have been on the team for years, that have been through the playoff runs, right? But I will say this. It is a very different locker room because you have these core guys that have made their money, gotten their contract extensions, right? They're secure. And then you have this younger wave of talent that's come through. And I wouldn't say there's it's not as harmonious and fluid. It just doesn't seem like there's a great bond yet. Because they need to have like the big signature wins. They need to be able to pull games out and say, hey man, you covered for me. Thank you. And that just has not happened. And that's why it's just like they haven't gelled yet the way that other teams do. And they're running out of time to do so.
You think it turns around in Green Bay this Sunday, Cam? What's your gut feeling here?
You know, it's funny because like I do my weekly picks, right? I'm having a pretty good year.
I noticed.
Okay. But I've also picked the Niners almost every game. So I'm like, there's a few losses on the record that shouldn't be there, just like the Niners, right? I, for the first time, am picking against the Niners. And the Packers are only favored by 2, but I think the Packers could win by more. If the Niners have issues there with, I mean, look at your injury report. Brock Purdy, Nick Bosa, Trent Williams, okay? And then McCaffrey's still kind of getting into form. Kittle's coming off a one-game hiatus because of a hamstring. To me, and then it's just, then you're going to have a cold weather game in Lambeau. Packers are doing pretty well. I don't think the Packers are a great team whatsoever.
Me too.
And I don't think Jordan Love's a great quarterback whatsoever. So this definitely could flip. But at the same time, I just don't have a good feeling right now about this team.
All right, Cam. Good stuff as always, man. Always good to hear from you. And have fun in Lambeau Field. Are the Niners going to stay in the Midwest? Or are they going to go to Green Bay then, maybe go to Youngstown, Ohio, or the Greenbrier and then go to Buffalo? Or are they going to come back out to the West Coast?
If this was not Thanksgiving week coming up, I could see them staying. They're coming back. We're all coming back. Pray for me because I'm sure there's no way I'm making all my connections for this Green Bay and then the Buffalo trip. I will be stranded somewhere in America, and everybody alert your friend that I may be knocking on their door or porch.
All right, there it is. Cam Inman here on the Morning Roast. Good stuff, Cam. Have a good day, buddy.
Thanks, boys. All right, you too.
Stay dry. Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. Doesn't believe Kyle Shanahan's losing the locker room, but does believe they need to evolve not only offensively, getting out to a faster start,